You're listening to episode 275 of Women Worldwide. Did you ever wonder how much mind and body therapy could help you in your business? And would it help you to find the joy of business? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in, for showing up, and for always sharing. We appreciate how much you're connected to this big Women Worldwide network and how you're helping us to grow. I know that these are challenging and uncertain times, and we appreciate that you're taking the time to be with us. So please let us know how you're doing, how you're feeling, and what you need. We are here to help. We will always line up the guests, the shows, the topics, and the advice to help you to overcome any of the obstacles that you might be experiencing. Okay, let's get to today's show, topic, and special guest. So the topic is mind and body therapy combined with business so that you can find joy in what you do. And this is so important because, of course, our work is far more, it seems, now that we're working from home and we're always on. So we have to love and feel nourished. And that's where my special guest comes in today. Joining me on the show is Heather Nichols. Now, Heather is an MSW. She's also a Joy of Business facilitator. She is, now I'm going to read from my little cheat sheet here. She's a movement and meditation consultant, a tantra practitioner, and she is also a somatic psychotherapist. And she's going to break down what it means to nurture your business while you nourish your clients. So rather than me trying to explain this, Heather, it's time for you to jump in, share your journey and your advice. Thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Well, you know, sometimes I get it down pat and I could say it all, but I found myself wanting to just make sure I got your credentials correct. And maybe you could just lead us down this path a little bit and share with us how you got to mind-body therapy and helping people find the joy of business, really nourishing them.
Yeah. Well, I guess it starts with, I've been a dancer my whole life. Started dancing when I was two, and was really excited to be working with people. And I, you know, went to graduate school to get my master's in social work, and discovered there was this whole world of body-centered therapy, movement therapy,
dance therapy. Right.
Yeah, and so started to go down that path, and it's just evolved, you know, anything that involves the body and including our bodies and creating change and creating more. And along the way, you know, started a business and have had many businesses over the past couple of decades, and got really excited about that too. And turns out they all kind of can contribute to each other. So
that's awesome. So you're part serial entrepreneur. Just curious, are you still dancing?
Not formally. I did own a dance studio. That was my first business. I owned a studio for about 13 years.
That's so nice that you're including that in your work, the whole mind, body, and movement. But I do want to ask, because I did mention that you're a tantra practitioner and a somatic psychotherapist. What does that mean?
Well, tantra is actually basically including our sexual energy in healing and change and transformation. And so I do work a lot with that with people in lots of different capacities. And somatic psychotherapy, somatic means of the body. So psychotherapy that actually engages the body and includes the body in change and transformation.
Oh my gosh. So everything is body and movement and mind, and it all comes together to really help in anything that you're doing. So maybe talk a little bit about your work and how that might be different and what clients would expect, how you're nourishing them so they can nourish others.
Yeah. Well, you know, the body to me is, it's a huge part of our lives. And most people don't really acknowledge that. They sort of take their bodies for granted. And for me, my body has been such a huge source of joy my whole life. And I really love to help people to wake up to that and to realize that your body can, when you're present with your body and you're, you know, enjoying your body and including it, your business can grow more dynamically with more ease. Everything you do can be greater if you realize that you have an amazing body.
Is this about energy? Is this about feeling, I don't know, positive vibes, energy that flows, that allows you to do more things and to enjoy every piece of you physically, as well as, I don't know, what you're putting out there into the universe in a sense.
Yeah. And I always say one of my greatest creative playgrounds for my business is when I'm moving my body. So hiking or dancing or, you know, it's like I get downloads, I get ideas, I get inspiration for my business when I'm moving my body.
Moving. Okay, so this is, I don't know if this is a hard question or not, but we might have women worldwide listeners who are saying, but I'm a lawyer and I have to sit at a desk, or I'm an accountant, or I'm an engineer, I'm an architect. How do you include movement and this mind-body therapy when your professional role dictates a more sedentary lifestyle, work style?
Yeah. Well, I would say one of the tools that I use and teach a lot is taking an hour a day, and I also say a day a week if people are willing to do that, just for you and your body. So making sure that you do something every single day that not is your obligation to go to the gym and exercise because you have to, but actually that's about the enjoyment of your body.
That is really good. So yeah. You can be in any role and literally find time to maybe do some yoga or go for a walk or go hiking so that you do something for you.
Yeah. And I would say create the time, because finding the time is one of those things that people don't find. They don't think they can find the time, but you actually have to prioritize it and create it.
Sounds like you're being much more intentional.
Yeah. And one thing I would just say from there, because that can really increase your connection to your body. And then when you're sitting at your desk, actually being present with your body, which is a whole other, I mean, that's really where I dive in with people in the work that I do with them is creating that, because it's a very different way of functioning in the world.
You know, it's really interesting because when you are present and you're in tune, you notice so much more in your interactions. When you get excited, you get like tingles or goosebumps or things happen. In your body, you literally feel energy moving. And for me, this is more recent, learning about this energy and feeling it, where I think I went years and years and years in my career just completely ignoring any body signals, which isn't good, even from a health perspective, too.
Yeah. And our bodies are this treasure trove of like information and awareness that actually can influence are the decisions that we make in business and where we choose to put our attention. And like, there's so much wisdom that we can receive from our bodies.
So is this a gut instinct? Is that a part of, you know, when you're nourishing, you're nurturing yourself and your business, sometimes those instincts become stronger because you're more present and in tune?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And there's ways to really, like, there's just practices that you can do of just being present with the sensations in your body and getting, like you said, you know, being starting to tune into energy and the movement of energy in your body and in your world. Cause it's all, for me, it's all connected to the
business. Explain maybe an easy practice? So everybody who's watching or listening might be able to step away after the show and be like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah. Well, you know, what if you took 3 minutes every so often when you're sitting at your desk and just closed your eyes and actually got present with your body and the sensations, because our body is full of sensations. And that's part of the language of our bodies. And you just even do it with no intention, with no purpose, with no, like, what if it doesn't have to?
No expectations.
Yeah. It, like if it's pain, if it's, you feel stuck, whatever it is, just be with it. Because so often when we just be with anything, including our bodies, it actually just, things actually just start to change.
Yeah, it sounds like you're slowing it down. And when you slow it down, you can find more comfort if you sit with it.
I would say more than slowing it down, because a lot of us actually function really fast. And and that's something that's been made really wrong in the world, but yeah. I love being really fast. But you can be fast and present at the same time.
I like that. Fast and present. That is really, really good. Heather, I'm going to ask you just to hold your thoughts for a moment. We're going to shift our focus over to the sponsor of today's episode, which is Routledge Publishing. And Routledge is one of the world's leading publishers of academic textbooks and journals. And they are the publisher of my book, Answers for Modern Communicators. And Heather, I wrote this book. I curated so many questions that I've answered in the book, over 150 of them, all about social media, public relations, reputation management. And I just thought it would be fun if I asked you a question from the book and have you answer it. Are you ready? Okay. So this is question 131. Can you define proof of a job well done? I thought that would be a good question for you.
I would say proof of a job well done is that you feel good about it yourself. Not that somebody else validates you or says that you've done a good job, but when you have a sense of feeling good about what you've created, that's really the only thing that matters. And it's kind of the only thing that can matter, because everybody out there is going to have a different point of view about everything.
Right.
What's your point of view about you and what you're doing?
Well, I'll tell you, looking at the external does not help you find the job well done. It is. You're so right. It's the internal and how you feel. And actually, feel is one of my favorite words lately. We need so much more feel out there. Okay. Well, thank you for answering the question. And a big thank you to Routledge for sponsoring this episode of Women Worldwide. Let's dive back into our discussion. So you have shared about your journey and some of the ways that, you know, definitely all the ways, the mind, the body, business, movement is connected. And I'm just wondering if you could maybe share a big learning moment with us, something that's really stuck in your mind, that's guided you throughout all these different businesses that you've created, whether it's a aha, or uh-oh. What did you learn?
Well, I would say that my biggest aha was when I really realized that if I was truly, truly happy and enjoying my whole life, that my business would thrive and grow in ways that I never imagined.
Wow. So yeah. There's something to be said about really enjoying and loving what you do.
Yes. And not just what you do in your business, but everything. In The Joy of Business, we talk about business being about your whole life. Like actually business is the adventure of living. And so when you see that what you do with your body and, you know, taking your children to school or cooking dinner or whatever, it's all part of the business of your life and living, then it's like there doesn't have to be this separation. There doesn't right. have to be the sense of like, here's work, here's family, here's this, you know, it's like everything gets to be part of this juicy, delicious thing called your life. And I've seen my business grow and grow and grow in ways that, you know, most people never experience. Once I really started to function from that and realized everything that I do is, it's part of, it contributes to my life being greater. And my business is included in that, but it doesn't rule me or own me or, you know, I'm not beholden to it. I get to, it's like my priority is the joy of living and my business is part of that.
That's a really great way to look at it. I love that you said this adventure, that it's all an adventure, because I find that sometimes when you're not really present or thoroughly enjoying all the pieces, you miss the parts that are so much fun, that are the joy, if you're just focused on some outcome. But it's actually what you're doing every step of the way in every way, every piece of you. So yeah. I would think that's a big part of it.
Well, and the funny thing is that when I was focused on my business, making more money and growing my business and all of that, when I was first starting, it was so slow and it wasn't like nothing, it like the movement and the growth was tiny, you know?
Yeah.
When I shifted my focus to this sort of way of being, my business grew 50% a year for 5 years in a row.
No way. That's so amazing. Like, well, I mean, you radiate this sense of joy and happiness. So there's just such a glow around you, which makes me feel like if you're too focused on one aspect or that money part, if you do shift your focus to something else, that becomes a rich part of the energy, the flow, and the movement that kind of makes up everything.
And you can include money. I mean, I yeah. love money. I love creating money, having it, you know, it, include it. Because a lot of people make it wrong, you know.
Right.
I love it. I enjoy it, you know, but it's not my, like the reason for my existence.
It's not the goal. It's not the goal. But it does, it provides the most wonderful experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say really that money is a byproduct of creation and a byproduct of joy. It comes when we actually are happy, which I think a lot of people are not truly happy, you know, and I really am. Like, I love everything about my life, you know, and it takes courage to choose that, you know.
Yeah, it does.
To go, okay, you know, I'm going to shift my attention from what I think I need to be focusing on to be successful to what actually would be a fun life for me to live, you
right.
know, and to see that money, like for me to see my money flows just grow and grow and grow in ways I never thought possible. Once I did that, it was like, wow.
Look, that is awesome. Good for you. How do you stay with all this happiness and what you're experiencing? How do you stay grounded and focused and just, well, I know how you're motivated every day, but just grounded. How do you stay in a place that, you know, you don't kind of spiral all over because there's so many things that you want to do or ways that you'll find happiness?
Yeah. Grounding to me is not so much, it's not so much about being grounded as it is about being present.
Mm-hmm.
And I love doing a million things and I do a million things every day.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. And it's fun for me, you know, and I think we've made this like being distracted or, you know, being ADD or whatever, like we've made it so wrong, but
it's so right.
So many entrepreneurs actually function like that's their natural way of being. And if it wasn't wrong, what if you could use it to create lots of different businesses, lots of different revenue streams, have lots of different things going on and not be overwhelmed by it, but let it actually contribute to your, like the richness of your life.
Right. I mean, it just, for me, when I think about all the different things that make me happy, I am just in high creation mode. That's how I define it. It is, you have to be very present because it's writing books, it's creating courses, it's working with clients. And it might seem like a lot of stuff on the outside, but on the inside, for me, it's joy. It is. And it's just pure happiness because I'm in this, I don't know, this zone. There's no way that I can really describe it, but it just feels really good. And I will mention, there's a huge difference when, you know, I used to work at an agency, I owned an agency, and there was a lot of stuff, but it always, there felt like there was resistance. Whatever I do now, no resistance. It just feels right, and I go with it. And that's a big difference.
Well, and the thing that I've realized and where I really function from with everything that I do is that the things like the projects or the creations that need our attention, they like we know that like they will ping, you know, we'll have an awareness. And this is part of including your body is you'll know what needs your attention. So one of my favorite things to do is wake up in the morning and say, what three things require my attention today? And just let the awareness of that come without my mind, without going to like my to-do list. I don't have a to-do list ever because I know that whatever requires my attention, I will know. And if I put my attention there, everything can actually grow from that.
Excellent. So Heather, I mean, you've shared really interesting information throughout our entire discussion. Maybe you could just sort of round it all out with a bit of parting advice for the Women Worldwide Network. You know, how can they show up, be more present so that they can feel nurtured and also nourish others along the way?
Don't underestimate the power of having a joyful life for you. As whether you're a mother, an entrepreneur, you know, whatever you do, when you make the joy of your life your priority, it actually, everything becomes greater, your family, your kids, your relationships, your business. And sometimes it takes some recalibrating to, you know, have that really start to work. But if you choose it and follow your joy, you will be surprised at what can show up.
Make it a priority, the joy of life, and you might have to recalibrate. Excellent, excellent advice. Thank you so much. Last question, where can people find out more about you and your work?
The easiest place is my website, which is heathernichols.com.
That is super easy. I hope people go and check out your website and see all the great work that you're doing. Thank you very much for sharing your journey, your advice, and all of this positive energy and presence and happiness that's out there for all of us.
Yeah, so thank you. It really is. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's such a pleasure. And thank you to all of you out there who are watching or tuning in wherever you are. We appreciate you. Keep the feedback coming. Share how you're doing, how you're feeling. Love to hear from you. And you know where to find me. I'm always on Twitter at Dee Breckenridge. You can publicly reach out to me or DM me or email me, Deirdre@pureperformancecom with 2ms.com. Okay, friends, until our next episode, stay healthy and safe and focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.